The main thing I can tell you guys is, and Sully, you know this damn well because you're uploading every single Wednesday, is consistency. There are people that you have got to be consistent. You drop maybe two episodes. There might be that one person that's like, why aren't you doing a show this week? Like, what happened? You got to keep your algorithm going. You have to be consistent.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. This episode is brought to you by these sponsors.
Navigating the college journey can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. At College Knowledge Foundation, we're here to guide students and families every step of the way. From choosing the right college to crafting standout essays and understanding financial aid, our virtual sessions and free consultations provide the tools you need to succeed. Join the growing community of students and families who've discovered how to take control of their college journey. Visit College Knowledge Foundation to learn more, book a session, or explore our free resources today.
Modern Gent Customs is your go-to for all your custom apparel and headwear needs. From individuals to businesses, with no minimums or design fees ever, inquire today at info@moderngentcustoms.com.
Are you in the mood for some mouth-watering Italian dinners? Homemade bread, cheese steaks, hot subs, cold subs, salads, sides, and of course, delicious pizza? Look no further than Angelo's, located at 1032 South 5th Ave, Lebanon. Call 717-273-8579 to place your order now.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop. Veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
In this episode, we have Christian Morales joining us, a sports commentator who's built a growing media presence across YouTube, Spotify, and beyond. He's a co-host and producer for the Sports Jedi Network, love that name, where he leads shows like the SJG Gridiron Report for NFL fans, especially Steelers Nation, and Heel of the Ring for all things pro wrestling. With over 20,000 subscribers on YouTube and growing, he's known for his passion, energy, and authentic fan-first voice. From Pittsburgh to Central PA and everywhere in between, this guy knows how to connect with the people. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, brother. Longtime fan of the American Grow podcast, so it's finally time that I sit here with you, Sully. So I'm excited. Thank you for having me, dude, and I'm ready to talk, man. I'm ready to talk.
Welcome, Chris. Yeah, I'll tell you what. There's been a lot of people, a lot of guests have sat in that chair, but you are a legit fan. You were showing me your, played episodes on Apple Podcast. And dude, you're a fan, man. You might know American Grown Podcast better than I do. Like, seriously, that was wild to see. But thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
No, hell yeah, dude. Like I said, when we were talking off air, you know, I just graduated Hack not that long ago, recently in late May, early June.
And congrats, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I listen to all my in the morning when you wake up and you're going to work or whatever school. I don't like to listen to music. I can't listen to music. It's too early. I'm not just in the mood for it. So I listen to podcasts, and you know, all the podcasts I listen to are obviously pro wrestling related or sports radio. So if I wanted something to mix it up, it was your interview with John Heise. Shout out to John. He's, you know, I live right behind Heise's. That's where I grew up. He's known me since I was a little boy. I saw your interview with him. I was like, oh wait, like there's another guy in town that likes to do podcasts. So I went and listened to your old episodes that you've done. I'm like, whoa, like I know a lot of these people. So I think what you do is great, man. You know, a lot of people in this area, like you said, they all have a story. And you know, there's a lot of people here that, myself included, that we think we might know, but we really don't. And you know, not to be nosy or anything like that, but it's really cool to, you know, see a lot of these people that you know and have other stories and they share it with everybody. So I like what you do, man. I'm excited to be here. And you, like I said, I am a listener of the American Grown Podcast.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And I do truly believe everyone has a story to tell. And, you know, today we're going to get to share your story. And like you said, you know people, you meet them in passing, but this gives people a platform to open up and share if they want, you know, share their story. And for some people, it might be inspiring. For some people, it could be entertaining or educational. But, like, everyone has a story, and I'm just excited that you're here. We're talking about wrestling off air because obviously that's big in your life, pro wrestling. And my wife and I just got back into it. So I want to start with that first. Let's talk about SummerSlam and all this good
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, man.
Because, like, it's crazy. So the listeners might not know, but my wife, Courtney, big wrestling fan. This goes back to, like, when she was a kid. All right, so I'm going to share this story, and I hope I don't get in trouble. So, Court, I apologize if I get in trouble, but I got to share this story. So her best friend's named Megan. All right, so they're like kids. I don't know. Let's say 10, maybe even 8 to 10, somewhere in there. I'm not sure on the year, but anyway, big into wrestling, right? So Courtney goes to Megan. They had like a sleepover or something. It goes, can you smell what the Rock is cooking? Spits on Megan. So my wife spits on her best friend, and they're still best friends to this day, ladies and gentlemen, for listeners. But that was the end of wrestling. So Court's parents are like, nope, no more wrestling. You're done. I think her mom, shout out to Smiley, was like, no, you're done watching wrestling. So years go by. We dated, never watched wrestling, never talked about it. Maybe 2 years ago, she gets back into it. Well, what happened was, I think WrestleMania came to Philly.
Yeah, yep.
At the Link.
Yep.
So we didn't go. We wish we did, because now we're really into it. But, like, we watched it. That's when she started getting me to watch it. So, of course, like, Jason Kelsey was there.
Yep.
I think Lane Johnson came out. And I'm like, oh, this is so cool. And now we're, like, hardcore. So, like, last night was SummerSlam. And I'm going to let you talk about it, because you know more than I do. But then I'll, like, share my story of last night. But
yeah, SummerSlam. So I was actually in New Jersey yesterday for SummerSlam. I didn't go into MetLife. I was just watching it down a bar with some of my friends from, you know, wrestling media that we met up. So a lot of them I know. A lot of them I met in person for the first time, which is cool. But I enjoyed SummerSlam. You know, I think SummerSlam, this is the first time SummerSlam is doing a two-night show like WrestleMania.
Okay.
So it's not, usually SummerSlam's just a Saturday night, and they probably put like 8 matches on the card, and then it'll be like 5 to 6 hours long. And I think they learned from WrestleMania how, one, now we're in the summer, so now they could do the two-night events. And I think it works better because there's more wrestling. Two-night events, it gets more matches out. So last night wasn't a strong night one card. The only problem I have with the two-night events, mm-hmm. like now with SummerSlam, is like last night, for example, it was good. I really enjoyed it, obviously. But tonight, night two, is where really everything's going to pick up. That's the only problem I have with like kind of like SummerSlam this year being two nights. It kind of takes away from night one, which was last night. But I enjoy SummerSlam. I really enjoyed it. There's a lot of stories that were going into SummerSlam. There's a lot still to be played out. We could see The Rock tonight. John Cena will be defending his WWE Championship later against Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Which, you know, John Cena's approaching his retirement tour. He is my favorite of all time. He is the reason I fell in love with this business. But, yeah, SummerSlam, it's going to be a good one. I will be in New Jersey again tonight. I'm actually, after we finish recording here, I'm going to, you know, do some things and then I'm on my way. But SummerSlam's great, man. I encourage everybody to watch it. I encourage, you know, if you even know who some of these people are, John Cena, you all know who he is. Go watch it tonight, 8 o'clock on Peacock.
100%. 100%. So from here, you're going to go, like, pretty much right up there.
Like, yeah. So, like, probably after this, probably meet up with my friend that lives in Ephrata. He'll come down, and then we'll go. We'll go like we did yesterday. But, yeah, it's a fun time, man. You know, even if you're not going to inside the building, because I don't like stadium shows. Yeah. I don't go to stadium shows because even where, no matter where I sit, you're always going to have to look up.
I was going
to
say the same thing.
So
it's better to see it from
home.
Big screen TV, yeah.
Or on a TV. So that's why I'm there. I'm there because I was doing media last night. But that's awesome. Just going to go again. But, yeah, shout out to SummerSlam, and it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, and for the listeners that might be like, Sully, what, wrestling, really? Dude, I'll tell you what, after watching since last year, it's like, they're legit athletes, you know? And I know people are going to be like, give me grief, or maybe in the comments, put some nonsense, but like,
I hear it all the time that it's fake and all this.
The moves they do, like, okay, what was it? Well, just last night, it was Jelly Roll and Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Right? Jelly Roll was on the announcer's table.
Table, and then Logan Paul comes up and
says,
fake that. And you, like, somebody like Jelly Roll, who is a celebrity, is an outsider going in.
Yeah.
He looked legitimate. I was worried when he took that. I was like, I'm sitting there. I was like, is he okay?
Is he all right?
Because he was like, when the ref came out, it's like, he was holding on to the, like, he was like, please, like, Like, shout out to Jelly Roll, because anybody that does a spot like that, even anybody that gets into a ring, you're putting your body on the line.
Oh, for sure.
And you have to make sure that you know what you're doing, because you can also seriously injure somebody else. Yeah. Wrestling is a thing where you both people need to be on the same page. They both need to make sure that, you know, nothing's wrong, because you could get hurt. You could get somebody else seriously hurt. And the goal of pro wrestling at the end of the day is to perform these moves without getting anybody seriously hurt. It's not a secret that wrestling's fake or script. I don't like to use the word fake. I like to say scripted. Because obviously these moves are fake, right? You're tucking your head in. You're not trying to seriously hurt these people. But you can't fake gravity. Right. When you go down and you take that bump, or what Jelly Roll did last night, I mean, there's just no faking
that. Yeah, that was wild. I mean, and again, for the listeners who don't know, I mean, Logan Paul probably some 30 feet in the air. He was way up
there.
He's a
stud, man.
It was awesome to see. And, you know, I read or heard somewhere that the blood, because then there was Gunther, Gunther, the Ring General.
Yes.
And he was going against a CM Punk, yes. And that was the last fight of the night. And at one point, Gunther comes out, and his face, because how did it work? He was like under the announcer's table. Anyway, he was getting beat up, and he came out all bloody. And I read somewhere that they don't actually use fake blood anymore. Like, that's all, he got a cut or something. I don't know if
What happened was the people who did the production, they missed the spot. So obviously I know the insight, but there's a show that just came out on Netflix that dropped this Tuesday. It's called WWE Unreal. And it's 5 episodes, and they give you the behind the scenes. So it's like you can see Triple H and all these guys at the monitors. This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. QQ, make sure the cameras are ready. So the only thing I can think of, he went under the table and he bladed himself.
Okay.
And then that's how the blood comes. That's what they do. They blade themselves. They don't use the fake blood anymore because it doesn't look real.
Yeah.
So what they do is, and the camera guy missed it because you're not supposed to catch it. It's supposed to be really like whatever. Yeah. But the camera guy got Gunther going under the table and he came out bloody. So my guess is he went under the table, he bladed himself, and then he came back up. So that's the secret on how wrestlers bleed. It's they blade themselves. They cut a little hole.
A little bit.
A little bit, right? But it all comes out because they're going to get punched. They're going to move around. Their sweat makes it kind of spread out. So that's the secret.
Yeah.
He went under the table. He hit him.
I could see that 100%. And it's just wild, like I said, because you know, like you said, you know it's scripted, it's planned, but yet they still have to execute, like you're just saying, execute the movements, execute the bumps, and like you get caught up in the storyline because I don't know, man. I was watching CM Punk and Gunther go at it. It was just the last one for the belt? What was it?
The WWE World title.
This for the world title. Okay. And man, like even though I only been watching it for 2 years, every time CM Punk like got up, you know, or what was it? It's a 3 count, and he would always get up on 2.
Yep.
Dude, I was like,
That's the goal. That's the goal. It's to get you emotionally invested.
Oh,
that's
they
why
had me, man.
Wrestling, like WWE in specific, they're not about performing the cool moves or having the best matches. It's literally about making you feel. It's about them telling the story and you getting some type of emotion. That's what really pro wrestling is, and that's the beauty of it. That's why, you know, it's acting. That's really what it is. You know, your favorite actors, you know, they make you feel something in the film that you're watching. And that's how you become a fan. No different with these wrestlers.
100%, man. They had me. So, you know, I won't spoil in case people want to go listen, but like, I just think they did CM Punk dirty.
So did I. But at the end of the day, my boy Seth Rollins is your new world champion.
Oh,
so
dude,
I'm not that mad about it.
Yeah, man. And don't get me wrong, he's phenomenal. I'd say my top. I'm a Cody Rhodes guy. I gotta admit.
Okay, yeah. So I like Cody Rhodes too. He's gonna, you know, I'm excited for tonight. Him and John Cena, you know, two of the biggest names. And I think even with Cody Rhodes too, it's like, you know, he's a big name. Everyone, you know, he's mainstream.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of the goal with a lot of these, you know, wrestlers that you see in WWE. That's what they're trying to do. And they're not trying because they always kind of been, right? Everybody knows about WWE, at least to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But it's like now, like, they just got bought out by the company that owns UFC, TKO, Endeavor.
Okay.
So now they're, like, it's all business. Like the business side of things is booming, but the creative, it's a lot of, you know, outside investors, people in the company kind of clashing heads. So that's the only problem I would have with WWE right now is a lot of outside investors, business guys are trying to ruin the product creatively. But other than that, WWE's, it's the best it's ever been right now.
I would agree. It's phenomenal. And the people that come out, the crowds, man. I mean, you're talking, what was it, MetLife Stadium last night?
Yep, MetLife Stadium in New Jersey where the Jets and Giants play. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be close to, what they say, between like 40-some or 50-some thousand
people.
Yep,
and then tonight they'll have another 40. So total, the two total nights will be like somewhere like 82,000.
Yeah, if you haven't watched pro wrestling and you got like, you feel some way about it, or don't judge a book by its cover, man. Give it a chance. Watch a couple. What do you call it? Matches.
Yep. Just watch a couple matches. Watch, you know, if you know somebody like a John Cena, if any of these people, you know, The Rock still, you know, he's not around that much, but he could come back tonight. He's still around. John Cena's still wrestling. Yeah. CM Punk. I mean, there's so many of these guys that, you know, even if you're newer to the wrestling or you don't really watch it as much, you have at least heard who they are.
Yeah, so 100%. And then we'll get into it, but I wanted to ask Jelly Roll and Randy Orton against Logan Paul and what's his name?
Drew McIntyre.
Do you think they'll be a part two of that? Because I didn't like how that ended.
Yeah, from what I know, there were reports that Jelly Roll is going to do something else again with the WWE. So that's cool. And I think, you know, he really worked hard. He moved. Yeah. He actually moved to Orlando for like 3 months to train for this match. And he didn't even have that many, you know, spots in the match. He just took that big bump and did a couple moves.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Jelly Roll we'll see him again. And at a big show, we'll see him again. Yeah. I don't know if he's touring or not. That's the only thing, because I know he just got done. He was, because he did a tour with Post Malone, and they were just in Hershey not that long ago.
That's right.
So I don't know what his tour plans are, but if he's not touring, it could be soon. But yeah, we'll see Jelly Roll again.
And then the shirt, real quick, what does it say again?
It says, "All rise for the new world champion, Damian Priest." Shout out to Damian Priest, my fellow Puerto Rican.
I love it.
I bought the shirt in Philadelphia when he won the championship. Nice. First Puerto Rican to win a world title. And since the 1950s. So that was a really cool moment. I had to buy the t-shirt right then and there.
You got to, man. So there'll be photos for the listeners up on Facebook and Instagram, American Grown Podcast. Let's take a quick sip break. This sip break is brought to you by Garage Beer. From the garage to the cooler, whether you're on the golf course, just got done cutting your lawn on a hot summer day, or spending some quality time on the grill, grab yourself a garage beer. It's just beer-flavored beer. But so to pick back up, let's kick it off with the basics. How did PGH Chris TV get started?
So it was during COVID. It was my junior year of high school. The COVID pandemic kind of just started. So backtrack a little bit. I was a football player throughout my whole life. Played football from, I was probably like 7 years old. Shout out to Ebenezer Falcons, Ebenezer Raider days. And then I took football very, very serious. I even quit all my other sports to pursue football.
Oh, wow.
And then my sophomore year, beginning of my junior year and senior year, I was privileged enough to start as a cornerback for the Cedar Crest Falcons. And the pandemic hit. Now, when that pandemic hit, it was like May of my junior year. I remember sitting with my friends. We got the news that school was going to be canceled. So right then and there, I was like, okay, what's football season going to look like? Are we going to have a football season? Are we going to have our camps? What's that going to look like? So one of the biggest camps that I look forward to was LVC camp. That got canceled, and that really, really – and I had other, like, prospect camp. Like, Alvernia was a camp I wanted. Like, a couple other schools that – whatever. And it was hard because when they told me LVC was going to get canceled, I thought the football season was going to get canceled. So the football season actually didn't get canceled. It got, like, limited or something where we didn't play the full season. We only played, like, 8 or 7 games, and there were only – we were supposed to play like Gettysburg, like teams out there my senior year. We only got to play like Lancaster, Lebanon teams in Section 1 because we couldn't travel.
Okay.
The travel restrictions were so weird. So football season ended my junior year, or my senior year. I got a concussion the practice before the Cedar Bowl.
Oof.
And I was told, shout out to Mr. Seldenridge, really great trainer at Cedar Crest.
Mr. S, yeah.
Told me I couldn't play in the Cedar Bowl. So whatever, it was that, but the Senior Bowl got canceled due to COVID. So football season was over. I didn't know what to do. I wasn't going to play basketball because, you know, it's COVID. I'm done with sports. So I got my first job. My senior year was at Giant and Cleona. So when I started working at Cleona, Giant, my first job, that's when I started discovering what a podcast was.
Yeah.
I started listening to I would go in the back at night, you know, take up the trash, do what I had to do at night while I was in the back working. I had my AirPods in. I was listening to podcasts. I'm like, oh, so this is what a podcast is, right? Because I've always had it on my phone, obviously, but I never listened to any. Yeah. Didn't know what to listen to. So I started listening to all these wrestling ones, whatever I was interested. And then, long story short, the pandemic really hit. Now we're in lockdown. Now I don't know what to do. And I'm just going on YouTube and I'm seeing Raw review, these guys doing Monday Night Raw reviews after I'm watching Monday Night Raw or SmackDown reviews. I'm like, and I listen to them. I'm like, so these guys are just talking in front of a microphone and yeah. talking about what they feel about this. Like, I got so much I have to say. So I started a YouTube channel and it was okay, but I didn't like being on camera. I didn't like talking. So I started writing for I met a guy and I started writing for one of his wrestling websites as like a writer, as a, you know, just giving my thoughts on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that took off a little bit. And then I started really doing it. I just went out on my own. I just started clicking record and I started talking about wrestling. That actually got a little bit of traction a little bit during the pandemic because the wrestling community, it's not a big community. It's like, it's a small community on Twitter. But the good thing about it is that can help you like blow up, right? Yeah, if those certain people, you know who you are, it could help you. So the wrestling community got big with me, but the kind of the problem was, I would say some not controversial stuff, but stuff that maybe people didn't want to say.
Okay.
Maybe stuff I wasn't supposed to say. So that kind of rubbed some people the wrong way. And then my ex account got suspended, had like 8,000 followers,
oh, wow.
whatever. So I kind of stopped. And then I couldn't, to the football thing real quick, because that's where it comes next. I couldn't like watch football, like obviously I watch football, but like when I would see like ESPN guys like talk, like First Take, like Stephen A, they're talking about this. And I'm like, I want to do that now. Like, I want to expand to football. Like, I'm taking a break from pro wrestling, started doing Pittsburgh Steelers content.
Yeah.
On TikTok, on X. The X is where my bread and butter is.
Okay.
X is where where I promote my stuff, that's where it gets seen. So I started doing Steelers stuff, and the Steelers community, they liked me. They brought me in. I got to meet a lot of cool people. Even one of my favorite media sites from Pittsburgh, shout out to DK Pittsburgh Sports. I've done, you know, communicated with those guys, done some things. So it's really cool. But Sports Jedi Network, that came along a little bit later during the pandemic, where I met some friends, and kind of the rest is history with that. But PGH Chris TV started during the pandemic because I had to quit football and I still wanted to be involved with the game somehow. So I decided to just talk about my favorite team. And then I also discovered, you know, the wrestling side of it, where I said, oh, these people are just doing wrestling reviews. Why can't I do the same thing? So I ended up doing it, and I don't regret it. Yeah. I don't regret it.
Yeah, Chris. So really, it sounds like during COVID, you found your passion. Really, yeah. You know?
And I know a lot of people the pandemic obviously wasn't great for a lot of people. Right. You know, we were stuck.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
But it wasn't good for me either. Because like I said, I grew up playing football my whole life, or any type of sport. So I wanted to be outside. And I was a senior in high school. Like, you don't think that was supposed to be like my best year as a teenager, as a high schooler.
Real tough. Yeah.
Like, nobody could come to our games in the student section for football. Like, it was a horrible senior year. And like, football, I lost my passion for football because of it. So during, like, when you're sitting in lockdown and, you know, all you really can do is watch YouTube and TV, I might as well give it a shot. I have nothing else I could do.
You got nothing to lose.
When I mentioned about the reason why I brought up my first job at Giant, because I used that money to buy my first microphone. I used that to upgrade my PC, which my PC wasn't so good. I used it to upgrade parts. I got a better face cam. It took me a little bit, but once I really got the equipment going, I got going.
Yeah.
everyone has a different journey, and it's neat to see that because we all start from somewhere. Everyone starts differently, but yet it's like we all have a beginning.
Yeah.
Or we don't know how to press record, or we don't know how to do the video right. part. You know, the mic might not sound the best, and then all of a sudden you save up a little bit from your 9-to-5 job, invest a little more into your passion, into your hobby, your creative outlet, and then bam, all of a sudden, whoa, starts picking up traction, you know, and it grows from there. Now, one thing you mentioned I want to hit on because I feel like it's a sticking point for a lot of creatives. You had mentioned that you were maybe not scared, but maybe you didn't want to do the video part. What was it that you finally were like, okay, I'm going to do video?
So this was only in November.
Okay.
I've been doing this for a while, and I've always only been behind the scenes with the production because I like producing. I love producing.
Nice, yeah.
Helping people, you know, just make sure they have all, like you're doing right now, like producing. Like, I like to help people that don't really know what they do that. I actually have a whole production, page business for that. I enjoyed it. Like,
you just like doing it.
I just like doing it. Like, yeah. It's you're just talking. You're not really.
That's it.
That's all it feels for me. It just feels like you're talking.
And you just gotta press record and turn the camera on. But for some people, yeah. I feel like it can be.
But I only started in November. Sorry to cut you, but it started in November. So my friend was like, "Hey, we're gonna the founder of the Sports Shadow Network. Shout out to Kevin. I'm gonna call him. His name's Kevin. Shout out to Kevin. He's my partner.
Yeah, yeah.
He's really helped me grow in this space. He was like, "Yo, we're gonna do some. I need somebody to." Do a Saturday. It was the first Saturday night's main event that they did back. It was like, "Yo, Jesse Ventura, let's do it. Let's talk about it." I was like, "Okay, cool." I was really nervous.
Okay.
I kind of had like a moment like not where I was like my mind just went blank and like I had to like kind of rethink where I'd said. I was really nervous cuz I looked in the bubble and there were like at that point like 600. It wasn't that many people, but
That's still a lot of people. Heck yeah. Is this the Sports Jedi Network?
Sports Jedi Network.
Okay, yep. So Kevin's your partner there.
Yeah, Kevin's my partner there. Okay.
He's
in from Orlando. Met him online. I actually got to meet him when we went to New York for the first time last 3 weeks ago. But he was like, "Yo, whatever." And it went really well. Turned out I had personality. Turned out I would say like little things like, "Oh, whatever," like, and everyone would start laughing and whatever. So the guy, his name's Shout to Chef. He's a third guy. He's one of the co-founders. He stepped aside. He's still stepping aside. He's taking a break. Got some outside, you know, things going on. So that's really where I stepped in for Chef. I was doing the behind the scenes stuff. He had some things going on. I stepped in. Kind of the rest is history from there. Because when I stepped in, I'm humble. I'm thankful for Kev and Chef for, you know, allowing me on their platform. We're kind of taking it to the next step. But when I got there and I actually started going on camera, that's to me when the humbly saying that's when the ball started really going.
Yeah. 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 For the Sports Jedi Network. I love that name. Like
Star Wars theme, baby.
Yeah, man. Star Wars theme. 100%. Like you get the nerd going, you get the sports guys. What do you cover? Like Sports Jedi Network? Is it football,
right?
Like what all do you cover?
So the keywords network, right? Okay. That's why we so like ESPN network. So we didn't want to just start a YouTube channel or a page that's dedicated to just one subject. If you go on, you know, whatever, there's Return of the Knicks. Kevin is our Nick by is a, he sits there and does the play by play every single home season game and throughout the playoffs. He sat there and on the channel and did the play-by-play right away. So we do the Knicks. We got the Jets because they're Jets guys. They got Giants, and then we got my show. So the Sports Jedi Network is a YouTube channel, and it's a network. So you're going to have multiple different shows on that YouTube channel. So you're going to have the Heel of the Ring podcast, which is our wrestling show that is the bread and butter. That is why our channel is blowing up right now.
Okay.
The Gridiron Report is my show. That's my show that I'm starting for the football season this year. I've already gotten it started with training camp, draft. I started that during the draft. I did a live review on the draft. Probably got like 2,000 people watching that live. That was really successful. So let's do that because the football part was gone for a long time from the Sports Jedi Network. Again, I come in, we rebuild that a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's kind of what the Sports Giant Network is. Just a YouTube channel, multiple shows, with pro wrestling being our flagship show. But during basketball season, there's going to be Knicks content every day. During football season, there's going to be Jets and Pittsburgh Steelers content every day. And then, you know, we're going to collab with some other people, hopefully in the future, to make content about that.
See, and that's because you mentioned, right, one of the first lives you were on had 600 people, you said, in the bubble.
Yeah.
Think about it, man. If you think about it like this, because sometimes I get, like, in my own head, like, oh, you know, it was only 300, 400, or 1,000 people, but yet 600. I mean, the average auditorium probably fits, let's say, like, I'm picturing, like, Cedar Crest Auditorium, maybe, like, 100, yeah. A little bit more, maybe. But you got to think, that's, like, times six, you know what I mean? That's a lot of people to be impacting.
Yeah.
And, like, you mentioned Heel of the Ring, which for the listeners that might not know, because I learned this, a heel is like a bad guy, right, in wrestling, pro wrestling. And babyface, I know that sounds weird, but yes, babyface is like a good guy. So like John Cena is a babyface, or Cody Rhodes is a babyface, but who knows if they'll turn heel. So your show that's on Sports Jedi Network is Heel of the Ring. Why do you think that wrestling content, like you said, is your bread and butter? Why do you think that's really taken off for you?
Because wrestling's so hot.
Yeah.
Wrestling's so hot. And the thing about us, we don't just limit ourselves to WWE. So one of the big reasons why the Sports Jedi Network really got popping during the wrestling, at least since I've been there, in 2019, so right during that time I was kind of going through like the COVID and don't know what to do with whatever, there was a wrestling promotion that started called All Elite Wrestling. It's called AEW.
Okay.
That's actually a company Cody Rhodes founded in 2019 to compete with WWE.
Okay.
So that the WWE product was really bad in 2019. Like, nobody watched it. Record attendance was at a long time low. Ratings were at a long time low. The wrestling business as a whole needed something else. So All Elite Wrestling comes in 2019, first wrestling company on TNT. Warner Brothers since WCW in the early to late 90s. And they were doing really great. I mean, Chris Jericho, Sting, a lot of these people that, you know, Dean Ambrose, formerly from The Shield, from WWE. There's a lot of people that, oh, like, these are big names. That started, and that really got it going, because we would review it and cover it, and all these new, oh, these guys are talking about, like, it was so new and so fresh,
yeah,
that we kind of took advantage of that right away and talking about that show, because the fan base for that show is different, because that is all, they're not really story based, they're all, it's like a sport, like they treat, okay, that like at like wrestling, like they care about the records, there's rankings, nothing really story. That's what, so it was different. It was really cool, and I really fell in love. I still love it to this day. But that, when the, All Elite Wrestling started in 2019, that's why our wrestling, I think, took up. And then the company that me and Kev are not partners, but working close with right now, TNA, Total Nonstop Action. They're also the third biggest wrestling company in the world.
Wow.
And when they got going again, because they were going through a rough time, the 2020s, that's when a lot of these wrestling companies just either if the ones that were like dying, yeah, they rebuild, or there's new ones. Like, so the 2020s became great for pro wrestling. So that's why we really dived our heads into the Sports Giant Network. And the Sports Giant Network only started in like 2021, 2022. So we were a little late,
okay,
to the party with that. But again, we took advantage of the wrestling business just being hot.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why the Heel of the Ring podcast is kind of our bread and butter, because wrestling is the hottest thing right now.
Yeah. I love that name too, Heel of the Ring. So, you know, growing a YouTube channel, launching a podcast, continuing to grow a podcast, like they're no small feats. And a lot of people just think, oh, you sit down, put the headphones on, hit record, and it's done, and you upload and it's done. But give us some behind the scenes of what it's like to grow, produce, edit, you know, what's it like?
Because it's, I know, a lot.
You know, yes, but the listeners,
as you know, it's a lot. So
yeah, it is.
I do not just, me and Sully do not just sit here and click a button and talk to a microphone for you guys and just talk. No, there's, first off, scheduling the guest could be an issue for me, at least. There's times where, again, I do all my interviews virtual. So it's not that bad. But for someone like you who does it in person, right?
Yeah.
It's people, whether it's – look, I understand people got stuff to do. Shit happens last minute. You know, we can't control that.
Right.
But there's people that don't give me like, hey, I can't make it. And I'm in my studio at home, my virtual studio, waiting for you to join, and you know, I don't get anything.
It drives me nuts. They don't show.
Right.
They don't text or call or email.
That, and then just even sometimes figuring out what you want to talk about could be a problem, because there's so much that you either might not be able to get in that, you know, you got to try to get everything that you want. But we do live streams. So one of the biggest challenges about it is obviously producing the live stream, you know, ticketers at the bottom, making sure everything's spelled right, making sure every detail is correct. And we're not just putting, you know, fake stuff out there, stuff that's a little bit misinformation.
Right.
Thumbnails. Graphic editing thumbnails, you know, putting your face, making the thumbnail just pop.
Yeah.
Video descriptions. You have to have a whole video description in your YouTube, what you're talking notes, about.
Video description, yeah.
You have to make sure, because again, YouTube's a little, you know, I don't want to say they're restricted, but it's like, I can't, like, some curse words, some words you got to make sure you don't say. You got to make sure things you don't do. But it's really like the thumbnail making, the editing the videos. Because although we do live, you know, I was honored to interview Nick Nemeth, a.k.a. Dolph Ziggler in WWE last week. Well, that was that was recorded.
Yeah.
And we had to edit it, do all that stuff. Audio problems could happen that it's like, oh, so there's a lot of editing and there's a lot of, you know, just graphic making for you know, a podcast. Because, again, you don't just come here and click a button and record. You have to make it stand out. You have to make your podcast or your show stand out without even people even wanting to watch it. If you have a cool thumbnail or you have just your description alone, your name could be a big part. Every little thing in podcasting. Yes.
Yeah.
Every little thing in podcasting matters, from your name, from your content, from the type of equipment you buy. It's not easy, guys. It really is.
It's an investment not only of money, but also time.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's almost a bit of a job, because it takes time to create something. And a lot of times too, I find that if I spend a lot of time on a post, and I'll be like, yeah, this is going to really do well. No, it's the post where you just take a picture and just upload it with a little caption. That does so much better than the post you try to polish and make real well. I found that, and it drives me nuts, because I'll be like, I spent so much time on this thinking y'all going to love it, and it comes out and it's like, doesn't do well. And I'm like, oh, okay. And sometimes too, with guests, because, you know, I've been doing this since 2022.
Right.
And every week, Wednesday at 5 a.m., knock on wood, it's a new guest. So like, I'll be like, oh, this guest, they got a nice following, or they're big into the music country scene or something like that. It should go well. And then it's like, maybe it doesn't go as well. And nothing against the country singers. I've had some phenomenal people on. Right. That's not what I'm saying. But like, there's been some guests, especially early on, I'm like, oh, this one's going to go to the moon. And then it's like, ooh, it really didn't. And then other ones that I have no expectations of are like, wow, that did really well. Like, I don't even know how or where that came from. So it's kind of interesting to see how it works out. But it's definitely, like, if you're going to get into podcasting, get ready to set some time aside. Not so much the money, because I think you can get in at a fairly...
No, Amazon, you can get a good mic on Amazon. You can get good basic starting equipment on Amazon. It's, like you said, your time.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, if you have other things going on, you have your own family.
Yes.
It's, you have to balance it. Thank God for me, right? I'm only 22. I'm single. I don't have anything much going on.
Yeah.
So I really, you know, can get after it like that. But no, it's with everybody, right? Because at the end of the day, we all have stuff to do that's, you know, not podcasting. I have a life.
Right.
So, you really got to pick times. There's been times, bro, where it's like, do I go out like my homies and like, oh, but I got WrestleMania to cover or to stream. It's got a big audience.
Yeah.
So like a lot of these pay-per-views, it's, you got to sacrifice sometimes.
I know what you're saying, 100%. So for listeners, hey, it's doable. If you want to go after it, start your own podcast, I encourage it. I don't look at it as competition. I know some people are like, oh, you know, don't start one, but like, go for it. But I think they said something, is it like 50% or maybe it's 40, but there's a pretty high percentage of podcasts that start and don't make it past like episode 5. They just die out. you know?
I believe that. Yeah. I believe it because sometimes people are like, and I did this too in the beginning where it's like, you feel like you're talking to nobody.
Yeah, man.
You feel like you're going to upload this or stream it and you're just going to feel like you're just talking to nobody. Sometimes that might be the case.
Yeah.
But you have to keep going and you have to promote yourself. If you're just streaming or uploading content and praying, hopefully people tune in, you're not doing it right. You got to put yourself out there. And that's something I had to learn on later because I didn't like it. I didn't like not saying I didn't like promoting because I like what I do. I like my hobbies. But, you know, it's one of those things still that I had to step out of my comfort zone and do because I wanted this thing to grow. I still want it to grow. We're nowhere where we want to be at right now.
Yeah.
No, we're just getting started.
Part of the journey, yeah.
But we've done some cool things recently, and it's still – we're going to keep doing it. But, yeah, time is really the biggest thing when it comes to podcasts. You got to have some time.
Yeah. Let's take a quick snack break. This snack break is brought to you by Jerky Beef Jerky. When late night editing episodes for the podcast, Jerky Beef Jerky keeps me fueled and ready to go with 11 grams of protein, high quality ingredients, and no nitrates or nitrites. With 5 different flavors to choose from, Jerky Beef Jerky, eat, meat, repeat. Yeah, so to pick back up, I wanted to ask Chris, like, what would you say has been the most rewarding part for you so far?
Honestly, getting to experience what I experienced with, like I said, with Total Nonstop Action, TNA Wrestling. We were honored and privileged the weekend of July 18th to July 21st, we were invited out by the company to go to an event called TNA Slammiversary. So that is TNA, like I said, is the third largest wrestling promotion in the world. They've been around since 2002.
Wow.
Really great names like Kurt Angle, Sting, Jeff Jarrett, all these. Anybody, Hulk Hogan was one of the big faces of that company for a while.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Hulk Hogan. Yeah, that was crazy when I saw that.
Man.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
But we got invited out by those guys, and it was a little bit. It was hard to get because we wanted to just interview the wrestlers. Let's take a shot, right? Let's shoot our shot. You know, the Hardys are in there. This is a company, the third biggest company. There's a lot of people, famous wrestlers that are in there. So we shot our shot. We ended up getting a call from, I'm going to say it anyway. Got a call from the vice president of TNA.
Whoa.
One day. And my partner did. Okay. And he was like, yo, like, who are, whatever, whatever. I guess there were people making fake emails, pretending to be the Sports Jedi Network.
What?
And asking him, like, asking the comp, like, something as ridiculous as, can we have a match at the show? I guess somebody pretended to be us and was like, yeah, like, yo, I've gotten like 3 emails from you guys. One says, put me in a match. I'm like, whoa, like, no, that's not us. Like, people are impersonating us. We've had it happen before. People stealing our ideas and making it seem like they're their own. And we call them out on it. That's another reason. We call them out. But going back to my most rewarding thing so far, it's been that, because they invited us out. We had the conversation. It didn't go well. Kind of got mad at me for something, and then we ended up getting along. He ended up, giving us that opportunity. So he gave us the president of TNA Wrestling. Shout out to Carlos Silva, TNA president of Anthem Sports and TNA Wrestling. He was our first big guest.
Wow.
We were supposed to interview some wrestlers. We ended up starting with the president. So that was a test, to see what we could do.
Okay.
So it went really well.
Good.
So the week later, right before we went to New York, we asked, can we interview the guy, or one of his name is Mike Santana, Puerto Rican from the Bronx. He was wrestling in the main event. We're like, can we interview him? And he gave us the interview. So now it's great. So he invites us out. We go to they did like a charity softball game, and we got to meet him, the vice president, the president, and we met so many. I met Matt Hardy. I met a guy named Joe Hendry.
Okay.
He appears on he's on WWE a lot. You'll see him in WWE soon. There's a lot of people.
Is he the one that
say his name and he appears and he turns around?
He turns around.
That's and, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
We got to meet. Wow, yeah. Dude. So that's it's awesome. All on my Instagram. We got to and then even now when we left New York, we still kept in contact. We still keep in contact.
Yeah.
He gave us Dolph Ziggler. We got to interview Dolph Ziggler. Literally, this was.
Wow.
We're on Sunday. This was Thursday. Thursday at 1:40 we did Dalton, and then next week we're doing Matt Hardy. So, and then there's still, you know, we got to, we met somebody from their UK team. So there's a, hopefully in the future there's an opportunity, because we like to call ourselves the unofficial podcast of TNA Wrestling.
Okay.
So we want to be the official podcast of TNA Wrestling.
Let's go.
And yeah, I think one of our big goals is I don't think it's really stretching it. We want to be on Sirius XM.
Really?
Yeah. Pro Wrestling, Sirius XM just released their radio station, Pro Wrestling 24/7. Nice. They only have 12 hours of content filled.
Okay.
And we've been pitching. And we know the creator follows us. We know the right people.
Oh, it's going to happen. Let's go.
And we're just like, yo, give us a 3 a.m. spot for 45 minutes just to interview wrestlers. Give us the interviews you guys don't want to do. Because there's a lot of people already that do what we do, where they can talk about the shows, talk about what happened. We can do something else. We'll interview independent wrestlers if we have to, which we already do.
Yeah.
So we could bring something else to the table, and we're cheap. Because a lot of these people that are signed, like Peter Rosenberg, Jonathan Coach, they're all former ESPN guys with high reputations and big value.
Right.
You give us dirt, nothing, and we'll still do it. Because we're up and coming.
Yeah, you're up and coming. You love it. You're passionate about it.
So that working with, I can see it, having man. That relationship with TNA Wrestling has definitely been one of the highlights. But the goal is to get on Sirius XM.
Dude, that's, I'm loving it. I could just, when you just talking right there, I'm like, your passion's coming.
That's
out.
The goal. You're Sirius ready. XM.
Oh man. So that's like, that's the next big thing. That's the future, what you're looking to do. You know, looking back real quick, I know we're, you know, but looking back, someone that wants to get into like a wrestling podcast or what you're doing, what piece of advice, like looking back after everything you've been through since COVID and stuff, what's something you'd recommend to like somebody coming out of high school or a freshman going into college? What would you recommend? And they want to start a podcast or a wrestling podcast.
So if I'll just start with the podcast in general, yeah. If you want to start a podcast in general, obviously, you know, this, it's like, just make sure you have the time and make sure you're committed. That's the main thing I can tell you guys is, and Sully, you know this damn well because you're uploading every single Wednesday, is consistency.
Yes.
There are people that you have got to be consistent. You drop maybe two episodes. There might be that one person that's like, why aren't you doing a show this week? Like, what happened? You got to keep your algorithm going. You have to be consistent.
Yep.
Wrestling, as far as wrestling podcast, the easy, and this is so easy and people won't understand it. Have your own opinions. Wrestling is a thing that is scripted. There's going to be 1,000 what ifs, 1,000 scenarios, 1,000 opinions.
Yeah.
People, when it comes to wrestling podcasts, they like to feed into the negativity and what's popular so they can get views. They don't have their authentic thoughts of what they think. They're taking somebody else's thoughts they've seen online and rolling with it and making it seem like it's theirs. Just be authentic. Be yourself. Have your own thoughts. Have your own critiques and likes and all that. Don't just go by off what your favorite podcaster said. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to always agree with your favorite podcast.
Yeah, 100%.
So just, again, consistency and saying things that you truly mean and believe, not just other people's thoughts. That's the two best things I could tell you.
Just be yourself. Be authentic. Yeah. No, I love that, Chris. And how can our listeners connect with you on the interwebs?
I'm on Instagram at PGHChrisTV, YouTube, Sports Jedi Network. You know, we're on Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, all that stuff. You know, we're there. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers fans. I know there's a lot of you guys here in Pennsylvania. But yeah, at PGHChris on all socials is the best way you can get me.
Perfect. Before we close out, is there anything else you wanted the listeners to know that I might not have known to even ask you?
You know, people think I'm actually from Pittsburgh. It's my favorite city. I've spent a lot of time there as a kid, up and down, traveling. But I'm actually born and raised here in Lebanon. I went to Cedar Crest, class of 2021. Grew up in the Ebenezer area. I had a great childhood. Grew up with my grandparents. My mom passed away when I was 10. But other than that little thing there, that's another reason why my pro wrestling developed my love, because, you know, going through that, nothing really to really lean on. So found that on the TV. That's kind of how I got started. But I'm not, I do go by PJ's Chris, but I am born and raised in Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
I love it, man. I love it. And you bleed black and yellow.
I bleed black and yellow always. All Pittsburgh sports, except the Pirates. Sell the team.
Ooh, sell the team. Well, that's controversial for some, huh?
Sell the team.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it on that. Yeah. Maybe we'll run back a part two sometime. But a quick call to action for the listeners. If you love football, pro wrestling, or just great commentary, make sure to check out PGH Chris TV and the Sports Jedi Network. I know what I'll be doing after we get off this episode. Check out the links in the show notes. And make sure to follow American Grown Podcast, leave a review, and subscribe for more incredible stories from the heart of our community. Chris, I'm going to close it out.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much for having me. It's about time we did this. I'm a big, like you know, I'm a big fan. So yeah. Appreciate for you having me on your platform.
And I appreciate you, man. Seriously, I see all the likes and all the love on Instagram and social. So, Chris, it's been awesome having you on American Grown Podcast. Your energy, consistency, and love for football and pro wrestling and the fans shines through everything you do. Chris Morales. I love that last name too. Right away, Spider-Man. Podcaster and media personality on PGH Chris TV. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Awesome stuff, man.
Let's go.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors. A&M Pizza, authentic Italian food made with the finest quality ingredients. Proudly serving the Lebanon and Lancaster area since 1980. Stop by their Campbelltown location today. You'll be happy you did. Haynes Auto Detailing, run by owner Josh Haynes, offers a professional service that is sure to have your vehicle shining from wheel to wheel. My wife and I both trust Josh with our personal vehicles, and believe me, with two kids, the back seats tend to look like a hot mess. But after a trip to Haynes Auto Detailing, the vehicles look better than brand new, both inside and out. Message Haynes Auto Detailing on Facebook or call 717-679-3673 to get your vehicle looking right today. Are you in the mood for getting out of your house this evening? Head over to Boyer's Tavern in Rexmont, PA. They have appetizers, soups, salads, wings, mouth-watering burgers, sandwiches, and many other entrees to choose from. Proper food and drinks made by slightly improper folks. Head over to Boyer's Tavern today or give them a call at 717-450-4063.
Hostler Engraving is your local source for unique, quality-driven laser-engraved gifts for all occasions. Place an order today by visiting our Facebook page at Hostler Engraving. You won't be disappointed.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.